You're listening to SBS News.
Women wearing hijabs have blocked roads in parts of India and taken a stand against some educational institutions refusing entry to students wearing the Muslim head covering. Many have chanted, "We want justice," after reports last week that several schools had blocked girls wearing hijabs from entering because of an education ministry order. Protester Farheen is questioning the government's thinking, stating she does not understand the rationale.
The students of Karnataka who are wearing the hijab, they are being given the separate classes in a separate room, not with the whole class. Why does it being a secular country?
In southern Karnataka state, 12% of the population is Muslim and students have been ordered to follow the dress codes determined by schools. Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government, there have been concerns about discrimination against some religious groups. This protester says minorities are being targeted.
A strong message should go from our side that we are not ready to tolerate any kind of action against the hijab in any part of the country. We're seeing that attacks against Islam and Muslims have increased in the country. The entire country is moving towards the ideology of a Hindu nation, and that's why we Muslims are being threatened so that we adapt to the Hindu traditions.
And college students, including Hazra Shifa, are not giving up the fight.
When India is giving a right to follow a religion and this constitution itself giving a right to do it, then why they are stopping us to do all those things, sir?
School notices have warned that when some students engage in religious activities, they bring disunity to the education system. Pre-University College Principal Naveen Shetty says he is following the orders, but proper guidance is needed.
So, government has already given instructions to our management. Management is very strict about uniform policy. So, management told me to implement uniform policy very strictly. So, that we will implement it.
The Karnataka government has ordered the closure of schools for 3 days in a bid to ease tensions. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.